With the proceeds from Huey, of about $10,000, we were able to put a down payment on the house. And owner Charlotte Carlson, who had bought the house from Mr. O'Neill, had faith in us to let it go through with that small amount of money. There was an option from East Bay Regional Park District giving us 18 months to raise $255,000. With about 3 weeks left, we made what we thought was a courtesy call to Dan Boatwright, who is Ways and Means Chairman of the California Assembly. And we were kind of political novices at the time. Dan called his assistant in and said, "Can you find $255,000 in the Collier Park Preservation Fund? This house should be saved." And he said yes. We were told later that the State Department of Parks was furious with him, but they couldn't do anything about it. It was placed on urgency, along with Senator John Nedgedly's companion bill in the California legislature, and it was passed and signed into law by the governor on September 22, 1976, and was signed into law by President Gerald Ford on October 19, 1976. The legislation stipulated that the Eugene O'Neill Foundation and the National Park Service would partner to foster educational and theatrical opportunities, making the site a center for the performing arts, and establishing a partnership that continues today.